Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I have no other way to say this. We'll get straight into it. Went to Adelaide on Saturday. Went for a day trip. We had a Westfield voucher that we had to use. So we went and did the things that we'd gone down and we had to do. And then we decided we would go to Marion.
And it was just a case of, hey, let's splurge, let's use up this voucher.
Yeah, yeah, we got it for Christmas. We, you know, had put it off. It wasn't really one you could use online, like you had to kind of go in store. So we're just like, oh, we'll just go and see what's around while we're in Adelaide. We may as well, because it was only a day trip for us. And look, Marion was insane. Oh, it took us an hour to get 8 kilometres and park. And by the time we got there, it was already a manic situation. But look, we went inside, grabbed a coffee, and then decided to go shopping. And I walked into a clothing store that I've been into many, many times before. Corbin was with me.
We're not naming the store.
We won't name the store. But look, they are not an like elite store. It's no Gucci or anything. It was just a women's clothing store that I've shopped from many a time. Now, while Corbin and I were looking through the coats and kind of checking out prices and holding things up, as you do, Corbin was very helpful in this, which was great. One of the sales assistants came up to us and she just, it's one of those things that to relay what she said in my tone doesn't quite indicate what she was meaning, but she was very pressing on the fact that everything in the store was 30% off. And she gave us a very distinct look of, so you'd be able to afford it, essentially, right? It was a very, like, very catty, very horrible remark that quite honestly left me and Corbin both stunned.
Sure. What were you, not that this should ever matter, but what are you wearing into the store? Because I know it's a day trip. You might have been wearing comfy driving clothes.
Well, that's the thing. I was wearing a pair of Timberland boots, which are nice boots. I had my Levi jeans on and a cardigan. Like, I wasn't dressed down.
You weren't dressed for a fishing trip or anything like that?
Nope, just normal casual clothes. And I looked at Corbin and he was like, yes, she did just say that. Let's get out of the store. Because he could see that I was seeing red. I was like, I'm going to go back there and say
just start throwing your credit cards onto the table. Just like, don't you know who I am?
I would never have done that. But just the audacity of this woman. It was awful. And it just really made me realise why I don't go down to Adelaide often. We were getting beeped by strangers in car parks. We were, you know, people, one lady nearly hit us with her trolley. And then this to top it all off. I just don't think I'm going to go to Adelaide anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
It was stressful.
Country bumpkins, they can smell it. They can see it.
It was a Pretty Woman moment, that moment in the movie. And that's what's keeping me going. I will rise above it all.
So you need to come back and buy the whole store. I think we'll all chip in. Let's start that Kickstarter. Let's do the crowdfunding.
Everyone else is doing it.
Buy the store, get our revenge.
Buy the store, yeah. Fire, it'd be great.
You should be mad.
I love the Riverland.